Wagner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am. Well, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I just got up, took a little nap tonight. A little nap indeed, because, hey, this is the beginning of something big, you know. Something big. Well, as you know, of course, next week I won't be on. I won't be on live. I'll be here, but not live. Monday night, of course, is Christmas Eve, I believe. And that night we're off the air live, but we will be plugged in, I believe. And Christmas Day there'll be programming on the air. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the rest of the week, will be a rebroadcast anyway of this this week here. So that I will not really see you again or hear you or converse with you live until the following week into the new year. It's a time when there's a lot of things going on, you know, within people's lives personally, so that we want to come back, hopefully, reinvigorated in the new year of 2008. And that will be Wednesday of that week. I mean, it's basically the end of the month and the end of the year. So that's what my plans will be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so you can spread the word right now. Spread it out, okay? That's a boy, Manny. Attaboy. Okay, so tonight, because of that fact, since we've had so many guests, we will just have an open forum tonight and have give you a chance to discuss with me the things that you would like to discuss, obviously. And I will leave it open. But I, when I come back from the break, I want to discuss, you know, the war for the mind, but particularly the mind of children. And this is a little bit off the hard news of the day and what's going on in the world and all of the commentary that I usually read to you. Nevertheless, I am going to talk to you about this film that's out now, and that, of course, has received critical acclaim in most circles, and it's a children's film, a fantasy film, and it comes to us from the world of Islam. No, I'm afraid not. Actually, I am afraid not. It comes to us from the usual Kenite powers that be, and it's all about instilling a hatred for Christianity. And a hatred for the things that are Christian. And they say it is an atheist's dream, so to speak. But in reality, really, it's an anti-Christian dream designed to counter the success of the Narnia chronicles and films of that sort, C.S. Lewis films and so forth. In any event, I want to get into the Golden Compass just a little bit when I come back, just to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that you might find interesting about the author of the book, Mr. Pullman. And, of course, it's directed by Mr. Chris Weitz, W-E-I-T-Z, from New Line Cinema. It was released by New Line Cinema. And then you'll maybe get a better appreciation for the war that is going on in America particularly, and how it is designed to raise the ante through entertainment for the hearts and souls of our young people, to turn them away from faith in the Father, and particularly in His Son, Jesus Christ. And it's not coming from the Islamic world, I'm afraid. It's not part of the, quote, Islamic fascist, you know, mindset. Quite the contrary. So I think you'll find that interesting, and I just want to mention it briefly to give you some seed, some fuel, and some food for thought as we enter this time of year. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And jump aboard. Our number is 800-313-9443. We shall return in 3 minutes.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. 7371.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Yes, good evening, fellow Eloi. Those of you on the line, just bear with me. Stay tuned. We will take your call a little bit later at 1-800-313-9443. First off, I should mention that we know Ron Paul is tentatively scheduled for an appointment with Tim Russert this coming Sunday. Whatever time that's on, it's on whenever, on Sunday, because I'll be honest with you, I never watch it. But I will be watching it this weekend, and it will be one full hour with Ron Paul. So check your local listings to see when it is on in your area. But that's the scheduled guest, finally, for Mr. Russert. He's had, I guess, John McCain, Son of the Devil, Son of Cain, on about 16 or 17 times. He's had Giuliani on, all of the has-beens and all of the flubmeisters. But finally, we have Ron Paul. I believe this is the first. I believe. So we'll see if it comes off, and you can be sure that Tim Russert will go for the jugular. Of course, Ron Paul was on with Glenn Beck this past Monday, I believe. And Beck certainly, from what I understand, he tried to trip Ron Paul on the 9/11 conspiracy theories. Not the government's conspiracy theory, but the other, quote, conspiracy theories about
the government in Washington, that honest and above board and certainly stellar government that we know as the Bush administration. So anyway, keep your eyes peeled. You see, we're living in a world of deception, as the scriptures have said. The whole world is deceived, and only his enlightened ones, only his little ones, his humble children, can understand what is really behind all of the evil and deception in this world. And his children against the children of the other fellow, Satan. Well, along comes this film of the book, The Golden, what is it called now again? I think it's, Yes, The Golden Compass. I'm being facetious here, Manny. Thank you. Yeah, The Golden Compass. Anyway, in an article in this current edition of The New American, they, of course, have a review by Charles Scalinger. All that's golden doesn't glitter. And I've been, of course, surfing the papers and the net and watching the trailers of the movie. But in any event, the film, of course, we're told is about $40 million now. It's been around for a few weeks in the theaters, many cases on two and three screens. Now, what's the point of all of this? Well, the point is, if you want to destroy a people and you want to destroy God's people, you make sure you reach the children. You've got to get into the minds of the children. You've got to entertain them, and while entertaining them and captivating them and getting their attention, you must sow the seeds of deception, propaganda, and most of all, you must go for the jugular. You must get at Christ, and that's what this is all about. You know, it's a similar thing with such classic movies as the film The Wizard of Oz. Now, The Wizard of Oz was the story based on the book, of course, by L. Frank Baum, another Keenite atheist, so-called. Well, of course, the whole purpose of The Wizard of Oz was to show that there is no God, that man is in control, and then if you want to know what's going on, you get a brain, and you get a heart, and you get all these things, and you yourself can determine the future. You yourself are in control. There's no wizard, quote-unquote. There's no God. You see, that's the whole point. Now, with this book by Mr. Pullman from England, of course, Philip Pullman, he's basically trying to attack the scriptures, but he's doing it through entertainment and fantasy. You know, he doesn't come right out in a movie and says, hey, you bunch of suckers out there, don't believe in God, don't believe in the Bible, don't believe in these things, believe in yourself, and believe in witches and wizards and all of these other things. Those are the good things that you must believe in. No, he wouldn't get anywhere, would he? But wrap it all up in a nice, colorful story with colorful characters and, you know, these three-dimensional-looking, cardboard characters that you can now employ on the screen and make it a fantasy world for children. But all the while, you're sowing the seeds of doubt. You're sowing the seeds of propaganda. Now, in this review, it just so happens that the author says, you know, the Golden Compass is a film that features, some very interesting characters, the imaginary world in Pullman's book. It's a world ruled by the Mysterium, a tyrannical church modeled after institutional Christianity, which compels humanity to worship the authority, a usurping angel who has set himself up as God. Now, as you know, there have been a number of films based on books by people like C.S. Lewis and others. And I'm not a big fan of C.S. Lewis and his brand of Christianity, but nonetheless, in his movie, in his book, of course, we have the opposite. Narnia film, for instance, The Chronicles of Narnia. It is interesting because we're told it is Lewis especially who inspires Pullman to most unliterary levels of invective. In an essay in the British newspaper The Guardian, Mr. Pullman denounces Lewis's Narnia series, deriding what he deemed the misogyny, the racism, the sadomasochistic relish for violence that permeates the whole Narnia cycle. The Narnia books teach that death is better than life, boys are better than girls, and so on. Pullman sputtered. Elsewhere, Pullman has criticized Lewis's penchant for preferring innocence over worldliness, childhood over adulthood, the idea of keeping childhood alive forever and ever, and regretting the passage into adulthood, whether it is a gentle, rose-tinged regret or as passionate, full-blooded hatred as it is in Lewis, is simply wrong, quote-unquote. That's Pullman speaking. And also, I hate the Narnia books, he said. I hate them with deep and bitter passion, with their view of childhood as a golden age from which sexuality and adulthood are falling away, unquote. But beyond all these slights, the atheist Pullman's real dispute is not with Lewis's allegedly flawed psychology, but with institutional Christianity and with God himself. So, I would tell people, you want to spend your money wisely this time of year? Kids are out of school, they want to be entertained. Don't take them to see the Golden Compass. Don't take them to see the Golden Compass. Don't finance the hand that is slitting your wallet and slitting your throat. It's the hand of Satan and the hand of the Kenites and his children. Now, it's not coming from Mecca. My friends, it's not coming from Saudi Arabia. It's not coming from the Book of Islam, to put it mildly. We can argue over those points. But it is coming, I believe, from Talmudism. And it is coming from that particular, if you will, group which dominates Hollywood, like the director, Chris Weitz, and New Line Cinema, and those that have taken over Disney, and those that have taken over all of the means of mass communication in America today. It's coming from the same source, the same pit of vipers. All right? And Jesus made quite a few references to them. So, I just wanted to mention that in this first segment of the program, as a means of getting people to think what this war is all about. You go for the children, you go for their minds, and you reach them as quickly as you can. You go right into their hearts and souls and subvert them and convert them, if you will, to this humanistic, socialistic, Talmudic philosophy of Antichrist and anti-Christianity. Now, I'm coming on a bit strong, but not strong enough. Jesus didn't mince any words either. And it's important, I believe, that at this time of year, when, and I don't believe in Christmas as a Christian holy day. Nevertheless, it's the time of year when people's minds are focused mostly, supposedly, on Christ and what he's all about. I don't want people to waste their time and their money and give it to the devil. And see through it, my friends. See through this milieu of sewage and garbage and glitzy propaganda that's coming to you from all angles, attacking you and your children. All right? Okay. Now, cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural.
Visit them today at www.hbextract.com or 866-295.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, radio, free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we are back here at RBN. Those of you online, you know the score. www.republicbroadcasting.org and support Republic with your prayers and your business if you are so inclined. Okay, donations are obviously welcome, and dealing with us on a person-to-person basis is also very vital. Now, let me go to the phones at 1-800-313-9443. Open forum tonight before the week to come and the following week when I'll be back live. And let me start off with Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Good evening, Rick. You're doing a great job as usual.
Thank you.
I wanted to chime in on the topic of thinking. I have two entries in Webster's dictionary here. I've got Webster's 1828 dictionary. It's muse and amusement, or amuse. Muse and amuse. Muse, the first definition he has, is to ponder, to think closely, to study in silence. That's pretty serious, you know, it's thinking, you know, what we call thinking. Then, to be absent in mind, to be so occupied in study or contemplation as not to observe passing scenes or things present. Okay, Now, to be so absent in mind as to not observe passing scenes or things present is what happens to a lot of people when they're watching TV. However, their brain function has been shown to be much lower than that when they'd be thinking, really thinking, because actually they're getting hypnotized in front of the TV. And a third definition of muse is to wonder. And, of course, that involves thinking, you know. You're thinking if you're actually wondering, mm-hmm. but not necessarily if you're watching TV. Okay, so then amuse. Now, the A put in front of a word often means anti or the opposite of amuse, to entertain the mind agreeably, to occupy or detain attention with agreeable objects, whether by seeing conversation or show of curiosities. He says, Noah Webster says, Dr. Johnson remarks that amuse implies something less lively than divert and less important than please. Hence, it is often said, we're amused with trifles. Now, trifles are things that are really not important. And so to amuse is not so much as to directly block someone, to divert them, but it's not quite like giving them what they really want out of life, to please them. It's somewhere in the middle, so as to be a less obvious way of distracting someone from what they really want out of life. And I believe a lot of that is going on today, Rick, as it has for many years, with the teaching of children to be good at this time of year, telling them to be good because Santa is watching them,
mm-hmm.
when actually, if there's any reason to be good, it's because the Creator is watching.
That's right. That's absolutely true. But we don't want to speak of the Creator. We want to speak about the commercialized interests of Santa, because Santa sells. You say Jesus divides. We don't want to speak in terms of the divider now, do we? No, we want to create these images, these stories and mythologies that are woven into the religiosity of the holiday, and then use it for purposes of commercialization. And that's not what Christ is all about. Quite the contrary. Quite the contrary, Dylan.
Yeah, you know, it's a national holiday. You know, I grew up celebrating it, but really even before I really started reading the Bible, I just stopped doing Christmas because I just felt horrible in the month of December. You know, I'd be out doing things and the vibrations of people are different, and people's motives in the month of December quite often, and I fell prey to this, you know, are just so, like, the person that is never type A becomes type A and wants to get everything done. And really, really, naturally, historically, you know, the way the Creator created the seasons, you know, we're not actually coming up on the real biblical change of the year or the real, I mean, none of the cultures of the world historically have really celebrated a change of the year at the beginning of winter. And so it's a time to calm down. It's not a time to get frantic. You know, it's a time to, I mean, some people this time of year, they're getting frantic about, you know, bedding down for winter. You know, I'm here in Central Texas, but, you know, some of y'all up north and other places,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the highlands and stuff, you know, people are, you know, getting ready for winter, and that's something to be frantic about. But, you know, this, I mean, and the other thing, teaching the kids, you know, who to be good for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, it's like, well, Santa really ain't real.
The whole idea is that if you're questioning authority, the authority of the church, but i.e. more than the church, the authority of Christianity and the Bible, then who do you put your faith in? Well, you know, they tell us you put your faith in yourself, but really beyond that humanist dogma, you're putting your faith in the world system and the governments of the world. And that is where the real source of Antichrist comes from. All right. Thank you, Dylan, for your call. Take care now. Good to hear from you. We'll be back with Ernie next, right here on the program, Uncensored Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com. Doug, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Continue. You wanted to make another point now about this Boston Tea Party in Texas.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is, it was, I live outside of Austin, but I go there every day, and you see Ron Paul signs everywhere, bumper stickers on cars. I've seen three Obama bumper stickers, thousands of Ron Paul, no Hillary, no Giuliani, no Thompson, no Romney, no nothing. And I think the problem Ron Paul has is he didn't make his journey, as did all the other candidates, to Israel to tell them that he would be their best sock puppet. He failed to do that, and that's why he's being ignored by our media that is controlled by slightly controlled by the Jewish, you know, or Zionist or whatever, the phony Jews or whatever.
All right. Okay, well, let Bob respond. Bob, what do you think about that? What do you think explains this now, this interesting phenomenon?
Well, I think it's a totally grassroots, self-motivated situation. And I think it's going to continue. I think you're only seeing the building of it. And it's a spontaneous thing, and it's starting to get going, and I think it's going to get very, very much larger, and it's going to be very emotional. There's a lot of people out there, particularly throughout the Midwest, who have lost their jobs and now work for $10 an hour instead of $30. They're disgusted. They're fed up. They want some payback. They want somebody in Washington who's going to listen to them, who cares about them, mm-hmm. who understands and knows what's been done to them. And Ron Paul knows that, just mm-hmm. like you and I do,
right.
And the people who listen to these programs as well.
Yes.
And it's going to spread. It's going to become larger and larger, and it's going to become so large that the elitists, the Illuminati, is not going to be able to stop it. And finally, I think we're going to have an opportunity to do a number of things. The main one is to try to resuscitate the economy before it collapses, because it's on the verge of doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
The central bankers are doing everything possible to keep the thing from collapsing, because they know that all of the pieces for them are not together. And the exposure of what they're doing with so many things is going to be extremely detrimental to them, because people are going to say, who did this to us?
Mm-hmm.
Why was it done? And, you know, was it the a long line of bad decisions, or was it planned by people who did not have our best interests at heart?
Yes.
And they're going to find out the latter, and they're going to find out why, and they're going to stop these people from doing what they have been doing to us in the past.
Well, it sounds great, and let's pray that that's the case. And thank you, Doug, for that call. I appreciate it. Let's move along now to Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Good evening, Rick, and hi, Bob. I've been one of your subscribers now for a year and a half, and I appreciate your detailed analysis twice a week. I look forward to your issues. Your international forecaster, the midweek issue today, was especially outstanding, but as I look back over all the issues, you painted a very excellent picture regarding how the elitists have turned America into a banana republic, and with the coming banking collapse and the banks not through structured finance and not having sufficient capital reserves, and contracts being voided, and then the rush to bail out people who should have never received loans to begin with, real estate loans, massive waste, fraud, and abuse. Europe is fed up, and there's a massive movement out of the U.S. market by foreigners. Our credibility as a nation with the demise of the U.S. dollar is one big issue, but the other is the loss of our sovereignty, as you've talked about in your issues, through the Law of the Sea Treaty, and this, again, this continuous illegal evasion, and Congress allowing it to happen despite America saying no and repeatedly no. And then when I read in your issue today about the treason by Senator Hutchison and Senator Cornyn of Texas in sabotaging the Secure Fence Act and undermining the building of the fence, and we've only had 5 miles of the two-tier fence being built. But we have all these problems, and yes, I agree, Congressman Ron Paul is going to get more and more support as time passes, but if Congress continues and undermines our nation state concept with this Law of the Sea Treaty and approves bills like Senate Bill 1959, the Thought Crime Bill, and this hate crime legislation, America is really going to elect Ron Paul. But the issue that shocked me today was to read, and this is the question I have to you. Maybe you could opine on this discussion in your international forecaster. Congress is set to approve a plan to integrate the U.S. and Israeli missile defense systems. Essentially, our entire defense system would be turned over to Israel. Is that true? And please elaborate, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as I know, it's true. And they've been working together for many years, and this goes back into the 1950s. Because I know, because I worked for a government agency at the time. And so this is just an evolutionary process, and the power of the Israeli lobby and the power of what Israel's been doing in conjunction with the United States government has gained momentum ever since the 1950s. And unfortunately, they play a very strong, integral part of what's going on. And so I expect that that attempt will be made. As you probably know, they currently, through companies which are Israeli companies, are deeply involved in the spying officially through the United States government on the American people and others. And the Mossad and the Central Intelligence Agency have worked very closely together for many years. And so I expect that the attempt will be made to merge the two forces together, which I think is a terrible idea. If they wanted to merge, if the United States government wanted to merge with Germany in doing that, or Japan, or anybody, I think it would be a bad idea. It's just not Israel. You know, and when you take the stature of Israel in the world, it's a very small nation, and you say to yourself, well, how could something like that happen? And it's obvious how it is happening. It's been the undermining of our government for many, many years, and this is in part is culmination of what they've been doing. And, of course, the war in the Middle East is part of it as well.
And it ties in prophetically, too, with this beast system worldwide that's being created now by Israel and the city of Jerusalem. Also, it's interesting to note that, as you point out, the overlapping here of intelligence now raises new questions about 9/11. And the former Italian president had some interesting things to say, didn't he, gentlemen, about what he thought and who he thought was responsible for 9/11. Of course, his remarks went virtually totally unreported here in the honest and fair media. Huh?
That's
wasn't
correct,
that
but there is something else in Bob's newsletter along the same lines,
sure.
And that's the evidence against Israeli agents Rosen and Weissman, former employees of AIPAC, is overwhelming.
Yep.
And that case is not likely to go forward because, quote, what Israel has told Washington is that if the trial goes ahead, it will release all kinds of intelligence that will not only destroy the figures involved, but the U.S. government as well. And moving forward, then spying will continue and inordinate Israeli influence on Washington will be more powerful than ever. So from my way of looking at this, this mutual defense pact or system that would be turned over to Israel, in part, is it the Mossad and Israeli agents and the blackmail threat? Is that one of the factors why we are being compromised, our defense is being compromised?
I think it's a strong fact. I think they've spent the last over 50 years, in fact, 60 years, gathering information just about everyone, and I think that that is part of the reason why they're being quote invited to be a joint venture in this defense system, and they wouldn't hesitate for 5 seconds to expose something that somebody doesn't want exposed. If you've ever been in Washington and you've never spent much time there, it's a cauldron of all sorts of things going on, and it's not difficult for people to get involved in things that they really shouldn't. And the Israelis have taken note of that. And so I think it's a powerful factor. And what Israel and other people like that can't tolerate is exposure. Because they don't want people to know what they're doing, because everything they do is sub rosa, so to speak. It's a form of mentality. And I know that my own personal experience is that they threatened to kill me. And I invited them to try. And only because I was talking about the truth. And I wasn't even talking about them. I just happened to be published frequently in a publication that was anti-Zionist, although I didn't get involved in anything in writing except financial things.
Mm-hmm.
But they did threaten me several times, and we went face to face, and I told them if they wanted to die, they came to the right place.
Mm-hmm. Well. Good for you.
You answered my questions, Bob.
All right, Ernie. Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much. I think our next caller is Paris, is it, from Illinois? Is that right? Hi, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Hello?
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Yeah, I'm a Ron Paul fan. I totally love Ron Paul, man. I'm 17 years old, and before, I didn't get to any politics, and suddenly when Ron Paul came, it hit a chord.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it hits chords.
Yes.
And I have a question. Is he going to win in the primaries? I'm 90% sure he will win. What do you guys think? The Ron Paul revolution.
Well, I think, I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the hour, but Bob already actually touched on that, and he's very optimistic to that effect.
So, that he might win, or...
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, Bob?
Yes, I think he's going to win. I think the groundswell is there. I think that the money is there, and the beautiful thing about the money is it's coming in amounts of $50, and all of the opponents, their money's coming from large internationalist Illuminati corporations in hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's going to catch people's imagination. It's going to make a fervor that you haven't seen for a long, long time. In a way, I can compare it to the rally I went to that Ronald Reagan spoke at in Dodger Stadium when Barry Goldwater ran, and the same enthusiasm was there, the same small donations were there, and I think we have a repeat of that, and I think it's going to be lasting, and I think it's going to be very successful.
And one last thing here is
sure.
That the donations are coming from the heart. They're coming from the heart, like, you know, like when pretty soon I think money is going to catch up to the candidate. Pretty soon Ron Paul is going to have billions of dollars. You know, if the donation come fast enough, he'll beat all the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just the money, obviously, but
yeah.
You know, you can have all the money in the world and not be elected, and then you can also do it with the right connections, especially if you have connections to the voting machines and the corporations that are running them, you know, in the mainframes of the computers and so forth. So there are a lot of factors involved, but no question about it.
And we must ignore the national polls. 3-5% is nothing.
I don't pay attention to any polls, Paris, and thank goodness you as a 17-year-old can see that and see through all of that.
Yeah, it's totally obvious, 3-5%, ha-ha. Mainstream media is just basically manipulating those polls. They're not accurate at all. Ron Paul is very big, and they soon find out.
Amen to
well
that.
Well spoken.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling the program. Hope to hear from you again.
Yep, thanks.
All right. By the way, while we have the spare moment before the break, Bob, why don't you tell our new listeners like Paris and others how they can avail themselves of your great vast knowledge and get on the newsletter?
Well, the International Forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We have an issue that goes out on Wednesday and Saturday, and it runs about 30 pages per issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. And if you'd like to reach us and get a free introductory copy, there's a number of ways you can do that. The first is on our site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. If you have any questions, you can also email us. That address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. You can also call toll free at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
And it's all that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Our number here, by the way, is 1-800-313-9443. There's still time to maybe squeeze in a call or so, so we'll do that when we come back from the break, which is coming up right now. 3 minutes from now, we'll be back with Bob and more fascinating information. Just buckle up your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen, and stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul...
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sincere hope that the healing formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And indeed, we are back. And Bob Chapin, of course, our guest here. Not much time, but we have a question, Bob, off air for you. And that has to do, once again, with the North American Union. And you have made statements about that. I think we have some new-time listeners that are a little curious, to say the least, and don't fully understand what's been happening. That has received almost no attention. And the question is that, is this North American Union and the NAFTA superhighway proceeding, or is it on a standstill right now?
Well, it's both. As far as anything visible going on, there's nothing going on to speak of. Behind the scenes, there's plenty going on.
Mm.
The effort is toward harmonization, and that is bringing rules and regulations and methods of operation into line with one another in the three countries.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably most visible in Canada. In Mexico, there's no visibility whatsoever. I mean, no one has ever heard of it.
That's
and,
right.
And just the people who are running the country, who were helped with their election by people from the neocons. But the exposure of the North American Union and the proof of what they're doing is speedily coming to light. And they're at least their visible efforts have been stopped, and they're at a standstill. And when that will resuscitate, I don't know, but I think it's going to take some time. They got too many other problems on their hand. People just don't understand, not even in the brokerage business and on Wall Street, where I spent 28 years. Mm-hmm. They don't know how bad this is.
Right. And the collapse of the dollar, the rise of gold and precious metals is continuing to occur as we speak. And right now, in the near future, where do you see gold going within the next few months? Do you see a dramatic rise or a more gold suppression?
Well, the suppression will continue all the way up. And you know, I said earlier in the program, I thought $2,000 and yeah, over $50 silver was mm-hmm. possible during this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely possible.
Yes.
And so based on that, that's, you know, how people should look at that perspective. If you're going to be buyers of any gold and silver related assets, you want to do it now. The prices are still cheap.
Yes.
We haven't left the first phase yet, which has now taken over 6 years. And only because of the suppression of both metals. And we're going to do three and maybe four phases. We are going to go over $3,000 in gold and silver over $100. People are going to be shocked, and you'll see waves of people enter the market, but never more than 5 to 10% of the entire investing public, and maybe not even that much. But it doesn't take much to take gold and silver-related assets up, believe me.
No, it doesn't. And people, again, better, shall we say, take their pearls of wisdom and cash them in now, because you're hearing the future reported right here from Bob Chapin. And once again, it's www.theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, I see the clock telling me we don't have time to continue, so I want to thank you again for joining us this month. Hopefully, look forward to it next month, New Year, when we will get together again, the same hour.
I will be here.
God willing. Amen. Keep you well and keep going and keep telling the truth, Bob Chapin. Thank you and good night now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amen. All right. Well, there you go. There you go. Another successful program, ladies and gentlemen.
Since 1980.